Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
All right, buckle up. Hold on tight. Here she is, Shirley Strawberry with the strawberry letter.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, I left in the middle of the night. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need your honest advice here because I don't know how to handle this situation. I'm in my late 40s and in a good relationship with a man my age. We are well above the age of foolishness, but recently we had a big disagreement. I was staying at his house the other night and I got a call from my ex-husband, who I still consider a friend. My ex-husband is still single and he lives alone. So when he called me at 2:30 a.m., I figured there had to be something serious going on and I needed to go and see about him. So I got up and was leaving to go help my ex-husband. My boyfriend got very upset with me and we got into a huge argument about it. I don't understand what the big deal is. I would help anybody. I may have shared too many details about my friendship with my ex-husband, and I probably shouldn't have told him that my ex still has me listed as a beneficiary on his life insurance policy. Surely my man doesn't think I still want my ex-husband, or vice versa. My man said he was only angry because it was a safety issue for me to leave at 2:30, but I know it's deeper than that. So now I'm second-guessing everything. Maybe I shouldn't have even answered the late night phone call. Was I not supposed to go help my ex? What do you think? Please help. Okay. After he called at 2:30 a.m. and you ran off to, as you say, go see about him, yes, your man definitely thinks you guys have something going on, okay, and that you guys still want each other. I mean, who does this? I don't get it. Who does that? Did your ex say something was wrong or seriously going on, like you say in the letter? I'll ask it this way. What man is going to sit back and be okay with his woman running to another man at 2:30 in the morning? How does this make sense to you? This is a man who happens to be your ex-husband. I mean, does this really sound reasonable to you? He may have said that it was a safety issue with you, but it was way more than that, and probably that too. As a matter of fact, if it was a safety issue, if he thought he should have gone along with you. I can guarantee you he's not upset about you and the life insurance thing. That's not anything for him to be worried about, because that's a good thing. It's about you getting up out of that bed and going over to your ex's house. That's it. That's all. Let me ask you this. What if you were, what were you going to do for your ex? Did he say, you never said what it was. You never said what it was. Help him do what? I mean, couldn't it wait until later in the morning? Otherwise, it just sounds like a booty call. That's it. I don't see how you don't see that. You're right. You shouldn't have answered the phone when you saw it was your ex-husband. You shouldn't have gone over there. It could have waited, whatever it was. Your man is right to be mad. If he was at your house and a woman called him at 2:30 in the morning, he got up to go see her, how would you feel? You would be mad, just like he is. So I know you'd be highly upset and have a major attitude, okay? So you were wrong. You should have stayed there and not answered the call, okay? And you're going to have to deal with this because your man, hopefully he'll forgive you, but I don't know. Steve?
Oh.
I can't believe this is written by a woman who's grown.
In her 40s, late 40s.
Late 40s. Yeah. I left in the middle of the night. The name of this letter should be, How Stupid This Sound to You.
Right.
That's the title of this letter.
Yeah.
Let's change this letter to How Stupid This Sound to You. Shirley, I need your honest advice. And Steve, I'm glad you said honest advice. Because how the hell you finna get here?
Come on, bring it.
Because I don't know how to handle this situation. I'm in my late 40s. Get a good relationship with a man my age. We are above the age of foolishness. No. Stop right there. He is above the age of foolishness.
Thank you.
You all up in foolishness. But recently we had a big disagreement. I was staying at his house the other night. I got a call from my ex-husband, who I still consider a friend. Problem number one. Mm-hmm. My ex-husband is still single. Problem number two.
What's the little noise?
That's putting on the brakes.
Uh-huh.
And he lives alone. That's problem number three. So he called me at 2:30 a.m. I figured there had to be something serious going on, and I needed to go see about him. So I got up and was leaving to help my ex-husband. The hell is wrong with you?
Crazy.
Let's go back to the title that I want to call this letter. How Stupid This Sound to You.
Yes.
We laying in bed. Phone rang. It's 2:30. You figure something seriously got to be wrong. So you sits up, you gets dressed, and you going to see about your ex-husband. 2:30 a.m. phone calls. It's prime booty time.
Yeah. One more time.
Prime booty time. Matter of fact, you're on the back end of a booty call. 2:30 is late. The booty is in the process of having already answered the call.
Wow.
We showering about now. This is rinse off.
We're not showering.
I know.
2:30 is usually the big rinse off.
The big rinse off.
We'll be back with the rest of this. The hell right. You talking about?
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up.
You doggone right.
Come on, Steve. Part two of your response to today's
Strawberry
Letter.
This woman got a booty call at 2:30 in the morning, her laying next to her new boyfriend. It's her ex-husband who is single and lives alone. And you figure something had to be seriously wrong at 2:30 in the morning. So you gets up to leave now. Her boyfriend mad. What he supposed to be? You getting up to answer what is, we all know, is a booty call. Shirley know that. So why are we sitting up here trying to act like this ain't what it is? My boyfriend got very upset with me. We got into a huge argument about it. I don't understand what the big deal is. I would help anybody. Oh, so now you tricking. Oh, you would help anybody? So anybody that calls at 2:30, you willing to get up and help them? Let me explain something to you, lady. I'm 61. Let me just dig off in my past a little bit here. I done called a lot of women at 2:30 in the morning.
And said?
It ain't ever been nothing wrong.
Okay. Ain't been nothing?
Ever.
You haven't been sick or it's not an emergency?
Not at 2:30. If I call you at 2:30.
It's going down.
The only thing wrong with me is I'm lonely.
And you need them to come through.
I just need to be held.
Yeah.
I need some company.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody to put me to sleep.
Hold me.
I'm suffering from insomnia. I can't go to sleep, and you could be the big ass pill.
Mm.
Come rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. Come on. Come and put me to sleep. But at 2:30 in the morning, when a man call a woman, something's going on. Someone's on the phone.
All right, Al.
3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Did you hear me? Al Green sang about this phone call. Now, here you answering it, trying to figure out what the hell he mad about. Because Al Green is at your house.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound right.
That sounds crazy. No.
My friendship, I have shared, I would help anybody. I may have shared too many details about my friendship with my ex-husband. Oh, so now you're running your mouth, too. Mm. Okay? And I probably shouldn't have told him. My ex still has me listed as a beneficiary on his life insurance policy. Oh, well, maybe that was it.
No.
Maybe you was going over there to make sure you still the beneficiary.
But he called her. Yeah.
Well, but see, but in order to make sure you the beneficiary, you got to provide benefits.
Oh.
See, to get the beneficiary, you got to be the benefit. You understand?
Uh-huh.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Surely. Surely my man doesn't think I still want my ex-husband or vice versa. Why would you not?
Mm.
He done put you on the policy.
Mm-hmm.
This the, he the epitome of sugar daddy. I'm your sugar daddy now and when I'm gone.
Man.
Hello. Hello. This is, the matter of fact, your ex-husband falls into the category of super sugar daddy.
You better dig deep, boy.
Yeah, I'm all in this here thing.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are, sir.
Yeah, see, so now, if you got a sugar daddy that's a super sugar daddy that can provide sugar living and gold, you got to get over there and provide benefit so you can be remain the beneficiary.
Woo!
That's what you need to do.
Mm.
Now, my man said he was only angry because it was a safety issue for me to leave at 2:30. You're damn right it was a safety issue for you to leave at 2:30. The damn safety issue was he might lose you to the man with all these damn policies. This man got insurance policies.
Yeah.
But I know it's deeper than that. So now I'm second guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what this say now. Maybe I shouldn't even have answered the late night phone call. Well, maybe you shouldn't.
Nope.
Was I not supposed to go help my ex?
Nope.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Help him do what?
What do you think? Please
exactly.
Help. Let's talk about the help you probably provided once you
got it. Okay.
Break it down,
okay,
Steve. Break it down.
Let's see. He's locked out of his house. Uh-oh. And why do you have a key?
Oh.
He's sick, and only you can make him better. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He done got some bad news. And now here you come to hold him.
To console him?
Console him.
Oh my God.
Shape and mold him.
Man.
You better make a song out of this.
Now, 2:30.
Come on.
In the morning, somebody just can't sleep.
Ooh.
He picks up the phone and he called on me. And I went out the door just a skipping. Happy am I about to go out the door. I bought both eyes. I'm about to give him some more, 'cause I'm a beneficiary.
Beneficiary.
Used to be married. And now I gotta go and take care of my beneficiary status.
You made a song out of it.
He want me and I want him.
Uh-huh.
He's leaving money when it ain't no more him. He got me now and I get it then. So I go over, open up and let him in.
Okay. Steve, that was excellent. Thank you so much. We got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.